You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Brunson, wide open, lines up a right side three and knocks it down.
It's a tribute to the way he works and who he is as a player.
They need to bring in another star, if you want to say that, to play with Jalen Brunson, because he's a superstar.
You want like a 1A, 1B situation.
Exactly that.
He's never satisfied. Good enough is never good enough. He always wants to do more and get better.
The Knicks, they show up every single night, and it's awesome to see.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
We should paint it up, tore down the mold to Lane Rose. We either stole every sign or left a member with holes. It wasn't no
way. I like the other song better.
This one will grow on you.
Yeah, let me hear a little more. That's nice. There's something about that other song that's just, I don't know, it feels special. Who's the other one? Luke Bryan?
Zach Bryan.
Are they related?
No.
You're
thinking of American Idol.
Right.
That's Luke.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, off of the field's chiseling.
It's license plates.
You don't forget it.
Granite license plates. It's the new
thing. Sometimes you just got to say, bleep it, it's Friday, and light up a big fat doobie. This comes from Bronco Sensei. He says, you guys are the best. Even you, Rick the Bleep. Especially you, Dave, belongs in the cave. My favorite's Ray, who brightens the day. And RJ is a star play. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too high this early in the morning. Bulbous.
Very nice.
That's nice.
That's aggressive.
Bulbous. That's nice.
Wake up
and just
smoke a little weed.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a little edible or smoke a little boubange.
Got a little live golf coming up here soon.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's real nice.
Angelo Gilardi, just want to say, since RJ was called out by the caller as being the least funny on the show, he's really stepped up his game.
RJ's had a really good duck.
Was that a call to action, RJ?
I mean, yeah, you get called out. I'm not going to be like some of the athletes and say, you know what, I ignored, I don't see it. I hear all. I hear and see all. I pay attention to everything. Good job, me. Yeah, so I'm trying.
Well, you're doing a great job. Apparently, it's being noticed by everyone.
I'm trying to move up the power rankings. I was fifth. I was like in the receiving votes category.
Who else? Wasn't Shooter ahead of you in
the
power rankings?
That's right.
Yeah. And he's not funny at all.
Well, however you feel about Shooter, he's not even on the show. So it's like a 1AA school being ranked ahead of you. It's not good.
Right. It's like, what was that school that beat Michigan a couple of years back?
Oh, Appalachian State?
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
In the Big House, they beat them.
That was a block field goal at the end. That was a long time ago now.
He just called you App State, RJ. I don't know.
I didn't call you App State.
He called RJ App State.
No, I didn't.
That's how he views himself. He is Michigan.
Yes.
And I'm Appalachian
the blue
State.
Blood. Yep.
It's one of those situations where, like, when those big schools get together, that's why those losses suck so much, because they pay them so much money to come in and just
and
take
you
a beating.
To a game, you just paid the opposition.
So that's how Dave views me. It's just, you come in, I'll use you as I need you, make fun of you, and then you go about your business. It's okay.
Are you done?
I'm just glad you found a new song that's special to you.
I like that song by Luke Bryan's brother.
It's the soundtrack of his life, RJ.
I like it. If you had a if I had a pass and you were playing a montage at my funeral, I'd like you to play it with that song underneath it.
Yeah, but how would that go? Why are you playing the song? It was really special to Dave. Oh,
right.
Really? Well, how did it impact him? Well, he heard 28 seconds of it coming back from the show one time. And
well, you know, if you like something, you like something.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I saw Sherry, talked to her for 28 seconds, and I knew this was the woman for me. So I can make quick, accurate decisions in life.
Then I respect that.
I don't think you do.
I have a great deal of respect for what you do. We'd be lost without you. I said that before.
Oh, please. Grasso pops in here and the show doesn't skip a beat. Maybe get more voices.
We do get a bunch of voices, though.
Now you feel like you have a whole host of people hosting the show.
And we get this.
I got some titillating news for you, my friend.
Right? I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that either.
He gets real comfortable.
He was delirious from having woken up so early.
I would say, well, firstly, every big news sports story seems to happen in the 10 o'clock hour. Like, it's like, rule 76, we say goodbye, we'll see you tomorrow, and then it's like, okay, the rest of the world says to themselves, guys, let's ratchet it up, they're off the air. So I get into the car yesterday, driving home, I think it was Raymond who broke this one, get the tweet, O.J. Simpson, 76 years old, has passed away. Now, I, for one, had no idea that he had prostate cancer, but that's, it's a weird death, because oftentimes big celebrities pass away and you have that moment of, oh man, I just feel awful. This is like I don't know how to feel about this one, but I'll tell you what, it makes me certainly reminisce and think back to where we were in 1994.
Yeah, well, I think it's more of that, right? Like, I mean, we've had times during the show where, you know, people have passed away and it's, you know, it's a somber time, right? And you remember the person and, you know, what that person accomplished in all those different things. I think with this one, it was more like, remember the car chase, where you were in 94, like things right. like that, as opposed to
the trial.
Oh, definitely the trial. Absolutely the trial. The fact that he got off, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Like all right. that.
That's been something that's been like relevant in our lexicon and culture since then. Like, I know this is maybe lazy to compare, but you know, when I was a kid, people would talk about all the time, like, you know, where were you when JFK was assassinated? Or, you know, when there was a moon landing? Like, those were the biggest moments. I think for our generation, OJ was the JFK assassination or the moon landing. Like, that was anyone that's, I don't know, in that, like, that 35 to 45 year range right now, that I would think is their, like, right in their wheelhouse of a seminal moment in their lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those moments that you kind of, I mean, you remember where you were, what you were doing. I mean, everyone was paying attention to it. And then now, as we, you know, you watch the docuseries, you watch, you know, the People versus OJ, and still, I mean, my wife said to me when we found out, she's like, could he just have said one way or the other if he did it? I just want to know.
He would never do that.
Oh, of course not. But I think how many people thought that?
On his deathbed, if he was closing his eyes, he's like, yes, I did it. I mean, that would have been unbelievable and quite the bit of closure. But he was never going to do that.
Of course not. But that's like, because you can't, like, it's hard to wrap your mind around. Like, and you just want to know. Did he or didn't he do it?
But you know.
Well, we don't know. That's the problem. Man.
But you know.
I have an opinion, but I don't.
I think everyone has pretty much the same opinion, right? Now, he was found not guilty in a court of law, but he was found, right? The criminal trial was found not guilty, but the civil trial, he was found guilty. And then the weird thing is he was, one of the most beloved guys that walked the earth. Like, he was a pitchman for Hertz, and he was, you know, what we thought squeaky clean and this great guy, and just everyone loved him. And then in one night, because we didn't know the stuff. That's the thing. You didn't know all the things that were leading up to it. You didn't know the abuse that was going on with Nicole Brown. You didn't know this jealous monster that he happened to be. You didn't know all these things. And to learn that on the one night, you're like, whoa. Like, I think there's a lot of shock that was the real O.J. Simpson.
Of course. Because what he portrayed was not,
was squeaky clean.
Was not who he was. Right? I mean, you mentioned me a pitchman. You mentioned, I mean, the stuff he did in the movies. Dude, I'm telling you, like, it's funny. The first thing I think about when you say O.J. Simpson is the white Bronco.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is the white Bronco.
Well, there's so many of those, though, right? There's the chase that would, and I always remember, I mean, it was during the Knicks game. Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
I mean, it was during the Knicks game, and you're watching the Knicks, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, for God's sakes, like, do we really have to have a split screen? And at the time, we didn't have a 60-inch television, right? We had like a, I don't know, a, maybe a 30-inch TV. So now they're splitting it down the middle. I got the Knicks in this barely little box on the left side. I wasn't interested in this OJ chase. I'm sure I was in the minority, but I wanted to watch the Knicks.
Right. Well, I'm sure you're not the only person that felt that way, but I mean, it was like you couldn't take your eyes off of it. And then the trial, I mean, the whole thing.
You're 100% right. That I think what you just said is the, like, whether you like him or you hate him or you wish that he had been found guilty or any of these things, you couldn't take your eyes off of it. Like, that story captured the public's eye and imagination as much as any story I don't think this is hyperbole you've ever seen.
I would probably agree with that. And still to this, having gone through it at the time, you know, paying attention to it, watching the, you know, the chase and the trial and everything else, and then kind of reliving it through the People versus OJ.
Which was really good, by the way.
Which was awesome. I mean, it's like that saying is one of the most famous sayings.
What, if the glove don't fit, you must quit? Yeah.
It really is.
Well, think of what, like you know, Robert Kardashian. Was it Robert Kardashian? I think that was his name.
Yeah.
He was the friend of OJ. I mean, look at like, he spawned now the whole Kardashian clan and Johnny Cochran. Like, when you think about the people that you know, you learned of their existence because of the OJ incident and then trial, it's probably 35 people that you would have had no idea existed. Marcia Clark, Darden, right? I mean, just over and over and over. So many people. And it's just, I don't know. I had a lot of mixed, weird feelings. I saw a lot of, oh, you great running back, bad guy. I don't know how you say great running back is the first thing with O.J. Simpson.
No, that was the weird part about finding out the news. Like I said earlier, like usually when you find out news like that, it's a kind of, you know, it's usually your initial instinct is to be sad that this, you know, this person passed away.
Well, I think that's your normal reaction.
Right. Sadness wasn't my first emotion when I found out that he passed away. Right. I mean, it was like it was less about the fact that he passed away and more kind of just like going through the whole thing again. I still can't believe, like, I'll tell you what, honest to God, my initial emotion was, I still can't believe they found him not guilty.
I think that most people are of that mindset.
Like, I'm still in shock that happened.
It was wild.
And you never had real closure. I know, like, the civil part of it, I mean, he was found, you know, guilty in the civil.
How about the poor Goldman family?
Responsible.
Their son, brother, was returning sunglasses to her home and got murdered.
Well, wasn't just murdered either.
Right. Well, they said from the police report he was on the verge of being decapitated.
Yeah.
Savagely murdered, I think.
Yeah, and you're talking about a man, the guy who did it was this unbelievable athlete, you know, that like was able to, I mean, where would you, is he one of the first? Where would you put him as far as, I mean, he's...
What? Crossover?
To cross over the way he crossed over from football.
Well, Jim Brown, right?
Yeah, Jim Brown.
Brown went from being a great athlete, retired early, and became a good actor. And
one of the greatest. Jim Brown, one of the greatest athletes.
Right. So, yeah, Jim Brown, Kareem, right? Did a movie, I think, with Bruce Lee. Was an Airplane. But, yeah, the thing that's so, I mean, there's so many upsetting things about this story, but it's like everyone loved OJ. Like OJ and the Naked Gun as Nordberg, it was must watch. It was funny. He was clever. He was likable. He was vibrant. And then you talk about a life just spiraling completely out of control. I mean, then he was in prison with the whole memorabilia thing. Like he was, from that moment on, he was not the same OJ that people felt.
No, because, how could he be the same OJ after that? After going through following that trial the way that most people followed that trial and having all the evidence and everything else. I mean, I remember the Hertz commercials.
When he was running through the airport, sleeping over the chairs?
Yeah. Like, he was... The movie stuff, the commercial stuff was great. I mean, he was a great football player. Then all of a sudden to be, you know, to have the car chase and find out what he was, you know, being
accused of. Right.
It's wild.
It really was. Like, and you, like, if you are, because that was what? That was 94.
Yep.
So we're talking about 30 years ago. So if you're not 40 years old, right, you're really not exactly certain. I mean, you know what we're talking about, but you didn't live it. You couldn't put into words the monstrosity. Like, RJ, you don't. How old were you? You were a baby with the whole OJ thing, right?
Yeah, 4 years old.
So you have no recollection. Like, you were not involved in that story, right?
Yeah, all that I know about it is what was done for posterity. Like, things that were brought back, interviews, court case. I don't know if you want to call them synopsis. But
like, I think that was like the first. Remember, like, Court TV? I don't even know if that station still exists, but Court TV would be live in the courtroom every day, and you'd be watching the trial. Like, it spawned. It really kind of changed the entire generation.
I think you also get caught up in stuff. Like, there's been other stuff, yeah, not O.J. Simpson and how famous O.J. Simpson was, but other, especially now, that you kind of have, like, the, you know, you get to see what's going on in the courtroom stuff. There's been cases that have happened where you have a real strong opinion that you've watched, like the Casey Anthony stuff, like, you watched. It's like, you formulate this real strong opinion, and you want to see how it's going to turn out. There's a lot of people that had a real strong opinion of he did it. And now how's this going to turn out? And then the fact that he doesn't get convicted. What's amazing about the whole thing, though, is it happened in 94, and right. And I'll say this again because I'm thinking about it, is you just, like, you say white Ford Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is always...
It's always OJ.
Always OJ.
Always OJ.
Even when I see one, if I see a white Bronco, always OJ.
I mean, Al Cowlings, the whole thing, the phone call, the police chase, the people cheering him on, the people booing him. Like, yes, it was a seminal moment in American history. You might not want to believe that that's the case, but that is, in fact, the case.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings meets weekends. Athlete versus athlete.
Did they know Dave is on the team?
It's a no-holes-barred pickleball clash live from Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. On one side, it's former number one overall pick, Rick DiPietro.
We win this match, I'm going to throw hot dogs all over the place.
And his shapely sidekick, Dave Rothenberg.
How about this? When we beat you, I'll punch you right in the face. How's that sound?
And on the other side, Giants all-time wide receiver Amani Toomer.
That racket, I'm going to stick it where the sun don't shine.
And tenacious competitor Anita Marks.
Google Anita Marks, Miami Fury.
The time for talk has come to an end.
I'm going
to
go with Amani and Anita.
Well, Dave's not an athlete. Obviously, Rick is a great athlete.
I would bet Amani and Anita on the money line.
It's time to lace up, grab a paddle, and hit the pickleball court. Who will win? Find out Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut.
That promo is so nasty. And, of course, I got to be the butt of everyone's jokes, and that's fine. I'm the shapely sidekick is what I am.
No, no, listen.
That's what it says.
No, but use it as fuel. Use it as motivation.
I'm fueling my way all the way to the finish line with this thing.
Right. Let them sleep on you. Let them not take you seriously. Let them think that you're a little doughy, and then all of a sudden they see those silky smooth hands on the pickleball court, and they realize we screwed around with the wrong guy.
I'm saying nothing. All I'm saying is that promo is extremely obnoxious and very negative towards me.
I'm going to play that promo for you before we start the match.
And what does it mean when you say, we're going to win and I'm going to go throw hot dogs all over Anita?
Yeah, I don't understand why I said that to my wife yesterday. I was like, that's not even that funny. I don't know why they use that.
Well, what does that mean? Like, so you're going to be armed with a group of hot dogs we win, you start flailing them at Anita? Like, what was the mindset that went through there?
No, I don't know. I think we were talking about something. I think that's one of those clips where we were talking about hot dogs for some reason.
Oh.
And I said, I'm going to throw hot dogs. Maybe they give me a hot dog gun, like a t-shirt cannon, but like with
hot
dogs.
That'd be nice. What's Rick doing? He's shooting the hot dog gun right at Anita.
Right, but we couldn't even get a jugs machine. There's no chance we're going to get a hot dog gun.
Does that exist, a hot dog gun?
I never seen that.
Yeah,
you remember the guy that was drinking his drink out of the hot dog at the baseball game?
Yeah, that was really
remember that?
Weird. Yeah, with no shirt on, that guy.
Right, you'd hollow out the hot dog with the straw and then use the hot dog as a straw?
Ugh.
That's wild.
That's gross is what it is.
Hot dog straws.
A hot dog straw. 1-800-919-3776. By the way, the big match, like you heard in the promo, May the 5th, Pickleball America in Stamford. Anita doing her show live from there from 8 to noon. We'll hop on in the 11 o'clock hour, and then the match will start right around 12:15. Is my understanding. Best of three, up to 11. You can show up and hang out and meet us and all sorts of things. Root for us. I got to figure we're going to have a home court advantage with that.
I hope so. We have beautiful, I got the pictures for our beautiful uniforms that the company of Jace made up for us.
I hope it's breathable.
I think it should be breathable.
I'm hopeful.
It looks it. Are you a bit of a sweater? I don't think you sweat that much, do you?
No, I can. Well, probably not that much because I don't think it'd be that hot, and we're not going to be doing. I mean, only three games, so I don't think so. But I don't want to be stifled.
No, you're not going to be stifled.
Okay.
I said this needs to have breathability, and it needs to have.
You went in letting them know it needs to be breathable.
Yeah, I said breathable, okay, and I think it has to have a little bit of a give in it. I don't want to have you, when you're really getting after it, especially with your serve. I don't want any restrictions. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's the last thing.
I want you free and easy.
Let's go to Alex in the car. Good morning, Alex. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Before I get to my next point, Dave, I got to say I'm right there with you with the OJ stuff. I was a teenager back when that went down, and I vividly remember watching that Knick game with my dad, and he was absolutely apoplectic that they cut his screen in half. Because that was not a thing back then, and he's trying to watch the game and losing his mind. And I was just confused because OJ was, you know, to me, the late 70s when he was a running back, I was born. So I'm thinking the guy from Naked Gun is running from the cops? What is happening right now?
It was weird. He had like three acts, right? He had the football act, which was incredible. He had the post-football career acting act, which was terrific. And then he had the White Bronco, Al Cowlings, you know, act, which obviously was
And that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, not so good.
Right. Well, anyway, fast forward 30-something years to the Knicks, and I don't want to get too far ahead of them because right now I spend my nights watching the Knicks with my son, who's 14 and plays AAU, And it's just such a joy to watch them because, you know, you sit there and, like, my son's watching it going, look at Miles McBride fight over a pick. Look at Josh Hart get rebounding position when the shot's in the air, or Brunson work off both feet. Like, they're just such a pleasure to watch. But I'm looking forward because with all this standing stuff that just went down, I got a question for you guys. A trade, see if you like it for this offseason.
All right.
So everything in the West is locked except for the top play-in spot and the bottom, I don't even know what you call it, the six seed, basically.
Right. The last spot, Phoenix, that's actually in the right. Postseason, yes.
Right, right. So, and we now finally get the Mavericks pick that they, you know, scrubbed out of last year with their snakeness. So, there's no way the Knicks are using those picks, right? So, they got to package it for something. The guy I got my eye on and my hope is that the Suns absolutely scrub out in the playoffs and decide to blow that thing up. They realize Bradley Beal's never available, Durant's old,
and
they need to rebuild.
Alex, if you're asking, would I trade for Devin Booker? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I think if you use Bogey's contract and move Mitchell to Atlanta to get DeJounte and send him to Phoenix too with a truckload of draft picks, that might get you Booker.
If you can get Booker, you get Booker. Like, in my mind, and thanks for the call, Alex, in my mind, there's not a lot of, he's young. He's a proven playoff stud. He's everything that you would want. You set yourself up not for short term, for long term. Like, it couldn't be more of a win to get Devin Booker, in my mind.
If you got Devin Booker, and all of a sudden you re-sign OG, you re-sign Hartenstein, I mean, you're right there at the top of the East.
I think you're right there. And here's the thing. For years. This is not a Jets situation where the window is like you have to win immediately. You're now set up for years.
No. This is like a come to my window. That's where we're at. I don't want to do this, though. Can we just focus on this team right now?
Come to my window. But you know that people can't do it.
Why? Can't we just enjoy what's happening?
People are not capable of solely living in the moment. They're just not.
Yeah, but he was talking. He was such a good caller. He was fighting over screens and all that good stuff, positioning yourself for the rebound while the shot's in the air. And then how about we trade for Devin Booker? Let's just focus on this team.
I get it, but people, that's not really within their wheelhouse. People get so excited. They see how good this team is.
Right, but I think on the list of things to be excited about right now, okay, top of that list should be Jalen Brunson.
Totally agree.
Because he's awesome. Second would be the way that this year's playoffs with the seeding has the potential to unfold for you. Right? You finish three, could face the Pacers, which doesn't scare me.
Right.
Then all of a sudden now I could have the Celtics playing the Heat, the Bucks without Giannis playing the Sixers.
Let me ask you this then. I think this is maybe is a little more relevant to what we're talking about. Do you actively root against the Suns?
Yes.
So that there's some discourse between Devin Booker and that team?
Yeah.
Okay. So even if you're not saying this offseason, I want to trade this, I want to get this, I want to make this move, you are in the moment actively rooting against the Suns.
Actively.
Okay. So that's not future. That's not thinking about where we turn to. That's like in the moment. That's what you're thinking about.
Right. That would be on my list. Not at the top of my list, but yeah, I will actively root against Phoenix.
I mean, Suns get run out in this postseason, and they could.
How about the Suns? How about this? Even better. Suns don't even make it to the real playoffs.
That'd be nice, too. It'd be glorious. Anything bad that happens to the Suns, I think, is positive for Devin Booker to try to push his way out of there.
And I'm all for that. I mean, if you ever got Devin Booker, oof.
See? You can't help but get excited by this.
Yeah, but I don't want to focus on that.
I know, but it's hard. People have a real issue when things are so right in front of them and exciting. And you know what? It's human nature to think about the future.
I understand that, but you're thinking about, you're already thinking about who we're going to sign in the offseason. We're not even at the playoffs yet. Like, you just beat a Boston Celtics. I mean, you've beaten Milwaukee in Milwaukee. You just beat Boston in Boston. Jalen went for, I mean,
39 in three quarters. I mean, he had
40.
He was on his way to 50 last night.
Right. Well, I mean, he should have had 40. He misses the free throw. Should have had 40. And I think he probably knew in that spot that he was going to play in the fourth anyway, and he needed to hit that free throw. But, I mean, you're 18-3 with OG. Like, be excited about that stuff now.
But why can't you be both?
Oh, I think you can be both, but that wouldn't, like, but the,
like
even have those thoughts. But to even have those thoughts, like already like forecasting into the offseason, when the most exciting part of the season hasn't happened yet.
I know. I can't wait. I mean, do you realize that next weekend it all starts? Knicks, Islanders, Rangers. It's going to be unbelievable in this town.
Right. So just think about what you just said, how excited you are.
I am.
All right. So think about how the players feel after having to go through 82 games of this.
I'm sure they're I actually feel bad for Randall, to be honest with you.
I feel awful for him.
Yeah.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I have my main roast. I have in the second oven, I have a side roast going. Very juicy. Succulent.
You have an entree roast and a side roast?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
It sounds like, you know what the best part of this roast is going to be? This wasn't like a, hey, you know, I forgot I had to make dinner, so I got to run out to the store and get something to cook roast. This is a, I've planned ahead. I've marinated this bad boy and taken, I've even slow cooked this roast.
That's right. I might even, and this always puzzled me, when they like tie it up in string and then put that in the oven. What is that about?
The roast?
Yeah, you never seen that where they like tie it up in a rope?
I don't think it's, yeah, it's not a rope, the string.
Yeah, whatever. The rope or the string.
We do that when Cass does the turkeys for Thanksgiving. We
so what is that about? Are they worried it gets away?
You want to keep it all kind of like the same, you know, like the same thickness.
Uh-huh.
So it cooks evenly as opposed to having it all flopped around.
Tie it up like a prisoner, then that works?
Yeah, I don't think you need to. I don't know necessarily a prisoner. It's not like you're tying the hands behind its back.
Like it's flaring up again.
Yeah.
Because you've never seen this, have you? RJ, have you ever seen when they tie up a roast?
I have. I agree with you. It's odd.
Like it's very odd.
It says, RJ, it actually says that in the cooking directions. Yeah. Now tie up your roast like a prisoner.
And you have to sit down and be like, yeah, not tight enough. I think it could still get away.
I mean, I could open the oven. Wait a minute. Where's the roast? Oh, it's down the block.
Why? Now interrogate your roast.
Just Dave.
Where were you on the 11th?
Dave in a back room. It's all dark. He has a flashlight on it.
Did you know the Birnbaums? Speak to me.
Somebody walks in. Oh, it was just about to crack.
Sherry, this roast won't talk.
He's just like backhanding it.
Yeah, he's slapping the rope.
What do you know?
Good cop, bad cop. Steve, you took a shot at this guy. I can't get anything out of him.
Oh.
Well, I mean, my mother used to do that. I'd be like, why are you tying up the rope?
I just told you why.
Yeah, it still doesn't make all that much sense.
No, it's to make sure that you keep the shape so you can cook it. You know, like you have a uniform cook on the thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's other reasons. Like when we stuff the turkey breast, we tie it up just so the thing doesn't get away. We're keeping all the stuffing inside the breast.
Or the bazam, as some might say.
That'd be some recipe. Now you're going to take the turkey bazam.
Stuff the bazam.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
Her bosom.
And then they're going to need to tie it up like a prisoner.
Yes. Stuff this breast like a Tara Reid bazam.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
Bosom.
Her bosom. Oh, Raven, you really are a treat. Why don't you explain to the people what the Morning Roast is all about, please?
Oh, I love the Morning Roast. So, Morning Roast, you pick up your phone, you dial 1-800-919-3776, and anything, and we mean anything. It could be one of us, could be a relationship, could be like your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife, doesn't matter. Could be
sports related.
It could be sports related, could be, RJ's attacked the Bean. Raymond's attacked pretty much every big corporation that exists.
That's
Apple,
right.
You name it.
IBM in big trouble this week.
Anything that's bothering you that you feel like kind of could negatively affect the weekend that you're going to have.
That's right. So it's really a moment of cathartic, like, you know, a cathartic moment.
Exactly.
That's nice. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just, what do you say when you stop on by?
Hello!
That's right. That's nice. That's nice. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Mike in Massapequa. Hi, Michael. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Rick and Dave. Shout out to the companies. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
So, first, before I get to my Knicks point, I just want to talk about the Mets. I'm surprised they won 2 out of 3. Love that big win. The last time I remember them scoring 16 against the Braves, I was at the game in 99, July 3rd. It was fireworks night. They got whooped 16-0. I had to stay the whole game because I wanted to see the fireworks. So that was an interesting experience, but the baseball gods got it back to me. I saw Santana's no-hitter, so we're all good. The Knicks look really, really good. Bojan looks more comfortable. And just the defense, I'm just a little nervous about, like, teams stepping it up in the playoffs, and the Knicks always are stepping it up. But I think they'll be fine in the playoffs. I'd rather have the 3 seed. I think you guys have talked about this before, but you know, you win, you try to win and do your best, but, you know, if they win and get the 2, it is what it is. But I like my chances better, actually, with the 3 seed. So I have 2 questions for you. One is Brunson a better Knick than Melo already? And when was the last time the Knicks and the Rangers were top 3 seeds in the playoffs at the same time?
All right, I would say no, that he's not better than Melo already would be my answer.
Okay.
I mean, Melo was a great scorer, and Melo led the Knicks to the playoff win, the 54 wins, and then into the second round against Indiana. I think he has a good chance to be better. I would not say at this moment he's better yet. That's me, but I you can make the other argument, I think.
Yeah, but I think that as far as the impact of Jalen Brunson to the culture of the Knicks and how the Knicks are viewed around the NBA, I think he's had... Like, I mean, for him to step in and have, you know, people, oh, how could you pay that much money for Jalen Brunson? And for him to do what he's been able to do and become the player that he's become and kind of set the tone for this organization and where they're at. I mean, you got people that are talking about this Knicks team being, you know, the second best team in the East right now.
You think they are?
Do I think? Without Giannis, yeah.
So Giannis not healthy, you expect this team in the Eastern Conference Finals?
If Giannis is not healthy during that second round series we played Milwaukee.
Yep.
Yeah, I like our chances.
Wow. What a world, huh?
Oh, how could you not? With the way Jalen's playing. Now, I know there's some hesitation from a lot of people just because, you know, how many teams are really taking the regular season seriously? Right? I mean, you got a taste of that last night. You had a desperate Knicks team and a... How about Missoula? They were the more desperate team. Yeah, we were the more desperate team. I'm not... Raymond, what did he say about the result? He was happy about the result? Did Missoula say that?
He was pleased that they got run out of their own building?
I guess
he said that the Knicks were desperate, a desperate team.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that. They were the more desperate team. I mean, the Celtics already have everything wrapped up.
No, guy, the Knicks needed to win more. I wouldn't call the Knicks desperate.
That's what he means, though, Raymond. They were more desperate to win the game.
You slice it however you want. The Celtics had nothing to play for last night. Nothing. And they played like they had nothing to play for. The Knicks do have something to play for, and they have a coach that he demands them to show up every single night.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of people that feel that way. That what is, you know, now that everyone, you know, everyone is playing at the same, with the same intensity in the playoffs, and the Knicks have played with that intensity the entire season, you know, what does that look like?
Right. Because if you continue to you know, run at a straight line and the other teams get better around you, does that put you in a tough spot?
Right. But, I mean, I would ask the question also, though, you tell me the players around the NBA right now that are playing better than Jalen Brunson.
There's not a lot. There's not a lot.
I mean, last eight games, I think he's averaging almost he's averaging just over 38 points in his last eight games.
I really believe he would have scored 50 last night.
Yeah, well, he should have had 40. I mean, he should have had 40 going into the fourth quarter.
Right. I mean, what do you have, 20-something in quarter three?
He scored 21 points in the third quarter.
Let's go to Demo in Rockland. Hi, Demo. You're on 98.7.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Dave.
What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing? Shout out to the company. First time, long time car. I'm great. Just wanted to share real quick a bonding moment that happened between me and a colleague yesterday. First of all, I think this show is Marconi-esque. If this was a roast, I'd be roasting why it's not simulcast. You guys are ridiculously entertaining.
That's nice. Continue along, Demo. Don't let your phone line give out now, buddy. Come on, fight through it.
No, I'm in. As I'm leaving the car to go to work, I'm like, oh, man, I got to turn this off to go to work. I hear the show again. I'm like, no way. And yes way, my buddy from work can't turn the car off. He's got ESPN New York app going as he's walking to work. And I'm like, you know where you're a DNR fan too? He's like, yes, this is Howard Stern Light. This is top-notch radio. He's like, I couldn't shut it off. I had to walk into work with it. So I just want to tell you how much you guys impact us. The fact that he even has it playing on at work really silently while the bosses can't listen.
That's awesome. This is amazing.
You know what's great?
Can you imagine that, Rick? He shuts it off. He shuts down. He gets out of his car. And he's like, wait, why do I still hear that? Because his buddy, his coworker, is also listening to the show.
I love it. And listen, trust me, we would rather not be just light. We wouldn't be. If we could be Howard Stern heavy, we'd be Howard Stern heavy.
Could you imagine if we were completely unfiltered?
No. How great would that be? If we could spread our wings and really fly.
Yeah, but I think there's something about innuendo which is also nice.
Yeah, but I also think there's some innuendos that get dropped that are pretty funny.
I would tend to agree with that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.